Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, Women Who Mush. This year, 78 mushers are signed up to drive dog teams in the Iditarod Trail sled dog race, but only a third of them are women. In the Yukon Quest, only 3 of 26 mushers who started this year were women. As Emily Schwing reports, despite the small numbers, many are up-and-coming mushers who are redefining what it means to run dogs.
In 1985, Libby Riddles became the first woman ever to win the Iditarod. A grainy YouTube clip from coverage by CBS News shows a crowd gathered on Nome's front street to greet Riddles.
I feel like as if I died. Now it's okay.
It's fine.
The money? I don't know. Maybe Hawaii. That's what I keep talking about. A box of dog biscuits for every dog in the team. I don't know. I can't even believe it yet.
The following year, Susan Butcher won the race and set a new speed record in 11 days and 15 hours. Butcher repeated her win and broke her own record again in 1987. She went on to claim the championship twice more in 1988 and 1990. But a woman hasn't won the Iditarod since. In fact, the only woman to win another 1,000-mile sled dog race in Alaska is Allie Zirkel.
I didn't get in dog mushing to race and to win and to go, you know. I got into dog mushing because I love dogs. And it's so fun to be able to travel with dogs who want to go and run more than you do.
In 2000, Zirkel became the only woman to win the Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race. Since then, she's tried to claim an Iditarod championship.
Now, when you get competitive and you actually learn how to train these dogs like they're athletes, then the sky's limitless.
Zirkel's come up short in the Iditarod, placing second the last 3 years in a row. But does it really make a difference if you're a woman when it comes to long-distance mushing?
I would say that in the dog mushing world, most people want to beat Allie Zirkel because she's Allie Zirkel. There are a few men that I could probably count on 10 digits that want to beat me because I'm a woman.
It's level playing field. There's no advantages either way.
That's Ryan Olson. She first started mushing in Alaska under the guidance of Allie Zirkel.
I mean, you could argue that some of the stereotypical traits of women might help you in certain ways and hinder you in others, but I mean, the sport of mushing, there's nothing stereotypical about it. Like, everything is abnormal, I guess.
Olson finished her first Iditarod in 2012. She was training a puppy team for Zirkel. She just finished a successful rookie run of the Yukon Quest with her own team of yearlings and young dogs. Olson placed third in this year's Copper Basin 300. Zirkel was behind her in sixth place. So even though Zirkel won't have to look over her shoulder for her protege in this year's Iditarod, she expects to in the future.
Ryan, my stepdaughter, or whatever you want to call her, adopted daughter, or now competition, she's going to beat me. She did beat me.
But that rivalry is friendly. The relationship among women who mush is something up-and-comer Kristen Knight Pace says helped get her to the start line of this year's Yukon Quest for her own rookie 1,000-miler.
The camaraderie between all of the women who are my friends that are mushers, which, oh my gosh, there's so many. Like, they're all around my age. They've all worked so hard to, like, get to this point. And now here we are, a bunch of us about to, like, jump off of the ledge and do a 1,000-mile race. And, man, the support system is incredible between all of them.
Knight Pace also has Iditarod aspirations for the future. This year, she helped train up a few dogs during her Yukon Quest run that'll compete on Paige Drobny's Iditarod team. But Drobny, a 2-time Iditarod finisher, says they work well together not because they're women, but because they have similar philosophies on how to raise and race dogs.
I'm really excited for all the young people that are building kennels right now, because I feel like everyone is super focused on dog care and smaller kennels and working with what they have. And there's a bunch of women, but there's also some men too that have the same sort of devotion to their kennels. So it's a really positive direction for the sport.
Of the 25 women who will line out their dog teams at the Iditarod start line this year, at least half a dozen have the potential to finish in the top 20. And then there's Allie Zirkel, who will try for her first Iditarod win and the first win by a woman in a quarter century. A group of young female mushers will likely cheer her on. For AK, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.